Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Schulte reaches second base with a double. Meyer scores. Cronin moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grove moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Grove moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Grove scores. Kramer scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schuld hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to third. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bludge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Bobby Burke now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schuld settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 7-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boken pinch hits for Buddy Meyer. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Boken now playing second base. Dave Harris now playing first base. Mo Berg now catching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harris moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Harris moves to third. Bludge moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sam Rice pinch hits for Bobby Burke. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McAfee now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-1 in the game. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boken moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boken scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Schulte hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAfee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins bunts towards third. Bluge catches it and throws to second to double up Fox. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grove hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer bunts towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Coleman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. John Kerr pinch hits for Bill McAfee. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boken strikes out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.